Song. Do you know the words of it? Down from his glory, ever-living story, my God and Savior came, and Jesus was his name. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him. My life, my sunshine. From the strings of Ralph Carmichael. And this is John Thrasher. You're listening to Morning Devotions to the next 30 minutes. I'll share a few songs with you and some music with a message, a few comments along the way. And just something to remind you again that in all of our brokenness, the Lord Jesus is willing and able to bring wholeness and healing and hope and peace and joy in the midst of our brokenness. That's the Bible story, isn't it? That is definitely the testimony of Scriptures, that God will meet man at his utter extremities. When he gets to the point of not knowing what to do, which way to turn, where to go, and then he cries unto the Lord with all of his heart, God is there. God is there. And in the midst of our brokenness, the Lord Jesus brings that wholeness and healing. So I'll enjoy these 30 minutes as we share together in morning devotions. May God make it something rich and uplifting and living. and restoring in your heart and mind.
One day I lost my way, and no one cared. I searched for happiness, but found despair. Then Jesus spoke to me, revealed to me my sin. I'll heal your broken heart if I may enter in. A broken heart I gave. Filled my life with love divine. He healed my broken heart, and now I know He's mine. Have you been wondering why you're far away, you doubt His love? Now Christ is at your door. He sees a heart that's torn. His blood was shed for you to give. Then Jesus filled my life with love divine. He healed my broken heart, and now I know He's mine. They
that go down to the sea in ships that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and His wonders in the deep. For He commandeth and raiseth a stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So He bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. You see there, that's just what I was telling you a moment ago, that when we get to our utter extremities and we don't know what to do, and we cry unto the Lord, He's there. And these very meaningful words are found in Psalm 107. How many times have you read them? Those sailors, sea-hardened sailors, scared of nothing. But when God sent a storm on the sea, They were scared to death, and they reeled to and fro like a bunch of drunkards on the deck. They couldn't stand up. The winds were so fierce, and it looked like any moment they would be destined to sink to the bottom of the sea. And in their fear, and having come to their wits' end, they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and God heard them, and brought calm to the winds, and the waves were still, and he brought them unto their desired haven. Do you have any idea what stormy winds are all about? Have you ever experienced them? I'm not talking about the stormy winds out there on the sea. I'm talking about the storms that come into your own heart and life, all the conflicts of life, all the difficulties, the ups and downs. And in times when you don't know what to do, cry to the Lord. God will help you. And you know, even when we bring these troubles on ourselves, which we often do, even when it's our own fault, if we will, with a penitent and a humble heart, turn to God, he will help us even then. Because the same psalm, if you read a few verses earlier, says, "For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men!" Exclamation point. So you see there, even when we bring a lot of these troubles on ourselves because of our iniquities and our rebellion against God, and then we're brought low, and we have nowhere else to turn, and we don't know what to do in that moment of despair, my dear friend, if you will open your heart to Jesus and call upon God with all of your heart, he's going to hear you. But you come in childlike faith, and you come in repentance, and you say, "Lord, I am not worthy of the least of your mercies, but I know you sent your Son to die on Calvary's cross for sinners such as I. And now I trust you as my Savior, and I turn my heart towards God." And dear friend, you will not be denied, and you will not be turned away. God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you, my flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So have I looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. So were the sentiments of the psalmist as he writes about it in Psalm 63. Are those your feelings, your emotions, your affections for God? Do you hunger and thirst after him like you would for a drink of water when you're so thirsty? Jesus told a story about a man who found treasure buried in a field. And the man sold all that he had to buy that field. It's recorded for us in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. So you see, the preciousness, the beauty, the loveliness of Christ is far better than any of the pearls of this life that you can find. And when we find the pearl of great price, there should be a willingness in our hearts to sell everything that we've got so that we can buy that one treasure. Someone wrote a beautiful poem. It was originally written in German by Johann Frank, born in the year 1618, and then many years later, someone translated it into English. Catherine Winkworth, born in the year 1827, translated those German words into English so that we could have them, and they later became a hymn. But I thought I would just read those words to you. Originally written in German, sometime back in the 1600s, which makes me to realize that God has had his chosen people down through the centuries, in all lands, everywhere. The Lord has had those who have loved him. Today, yesterday, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago, God has had those to seek him. And I think often of those words in Malachi, "They shall be mine, saith the Lord, in that day when I make up my jewels." God knows who you are. If you have a heart for God and a hunger and a thirst for him, he knows where you are. You may be hidden from the view of this world, and your name never be found in the headlines of tomorrow's news, but God knows his treasures. And I thought these words were just beautiful and meaningful, written in German back in the 17th century. Anyway, he writes, "Jesus, priceless treasure, source of purest pleasure, truest friend to me, long my heart hath panted till it well nigh fainted, thirsting after thee. Thine I am, O spotless lamb, I will suffer naught to hide thee, ask for naught beside thee. In thine arm I rest me, foes who would molest me cannot reach me here. Though the earth be shaking, every heart be quaking, God dispels our fear. Sin and hell and conflict fell, with their heaviest storms assail us, Jesus will not fail us. Hence all thoughts of sadness, for the Lord of gladness, Jesus enters in. Those who love the Father, though the storms may gather, still have peace within. Yea, whate'er we here must bear, still in thee lies purest pleasure, Jesus, priceless treasure." Are those your sentiments? Have you found in the Lord Jesus that priceless treasure, your source of purest pleasure? Or do you just simply have religion? You go to church and that's about it. But as far as the teachings of Christ, the precepts of the Holy Scriptures, finding lodging in your heart and life and being translated into your daily living doesn't even come close. Well, friend, it takes more than just religion. It takes Christ living within the heart. And when he becomes that priceless treasure and our source of purest pleasure, that spells true salvation. True salvation. Not just belonging to a church somewhere, not just being a good member, not just paying your tithe or being in attendance at the worship services, but giving your heart to God. That is something that the prophets spoke so clearly about again and again in the Old Testament, how that the people's hearts were far away from God. They honored the Lord with their lips, but their heart was far from God. And I shouldn't want to be like that. Just go through the routine, go through the motions of worship, and honor God with my lips, but my heart not be in it. No, I want to find in Jesus my priceless treasure, my source of purest pleasure. Do you love him today? Can you just say, Lord, I love you. I love you. You mean everything to me. And because I love you, I give you my heart, my life, my soul, my strength. Make yourself real in me. Flow through me, river of God, to bless the lives of others around me.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King.
Well, it's been a real joy to be with you and share these 30 minutes devotionally with you this morning. Let me leave you with one final verse of Scripture. It's found in Ephesians 6, verse 10. You have read this so many times, and this is my prayer for you. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. We don't go forth today in our own name or in our own strength, but we go in the strength of the Lord God. Thank you for joining with me in this devotional period. Our mailing address, Morning Devotions, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. Have a good day, and may God's very best be yours. Walk close to the Lord. You know there's no other way to live. You know that, don't you? Everything else is emptiness, counterfeit. Only in Jesus is He is the truth, the life, the way. Let us be strong in Him.